You're listening to Rhema for Today.
When it said love's not self-seeking, that means this divine love is not selfish. Too many times in the natural, Christian people, instead of walking in the Spirit, walking in love, they'll say, well, I know what's mine. I've got my say-so. I'm going to have it. I've got my rights. I'm going to have them. No matter how much, it might hurt somebody else. This says love doesn't insist on its own right.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I said, look me right in the eye and say I hate my mother-in-law and look on the inside of you in your spirit. Tell me what happens down there. So she looked me in the eye and said, I hate my mother-in-law. I said, what happened down there on the inside? He said, there's something down there scratching me. I said, yeah, the Bible said the love of Christ constraineth us. It's trying to get your attention. She said, what am I going to do? I said, act like you would if you did love him, because you do. Let that love out. So she had invited us and along with her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law's over to their home, and my wife and I went, and she came around and whispered me, said, you're right, I don't hate them, I love them. They're very lovely people, and they love the Lord. So then she called the motel where we were staying and asked, said, I know Brother Hagin don't go pray for folks, we've got two meetings a day, you just don't have time. But would he come, you know, this child, before you go into the main attack, you go into the preliminary attack. And this child started in that preliminary attack. And the Spirit of God said to me to go, so I said, okay, we'll go. My wife was on the phone. Now, on the way over there, the Lord said to me, it was just like somebody, my wife and I didn't say anything to one another. We were sort of being quiet, waiting on God. And it's just like somebody was sitting in the back seat of my car and said, don't pray for that child. Don't lay your hand on it. Don't touch it. Don't anoint it with oil. Don't minister to the child. Say to the mother, and I never thought of this before in my life. It came as real revelation to me at that time. Said, say to the mother, in the Old Testament, I said to Israel, walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee, and the number of your days you'll fulfill. Paraphrasing that into New Testament language, I said to the church and to my disciples, I give you a new commandment. Hallelujah, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, because you have love one to another. Now say to that mother, mother, say to the devil, Satan, I'm walking in love. So you take your hand off of my child. Because see, paraphrasing that New Testament language, you walk in my commandment of love, keep my statute of love, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee, and the number of your days you'll fulfill. Hallelujah. So when I said that to the mother immediately, she didn't hesitate for a moment. She just spoke right out loud, said, Mr. Devil, take your hand off of my daughter. I'm walking in love. And God has said, you walk in my statue of love and keep my commandment of love. I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee and the number of your days are fulfilled. So take your hand off of my daughter. Like you snapped your finger. Fast, you snap your finger. The epileptic seizure stopped. I saw them several years later and asked them, how's this, you know, has you ever had another attack? No, never has. Couple of times it seemed that a few little symptoms wanted to come. What did you do? She said, I just said, Mr. Devil, I'm walking in love. Now see, if you're not walking in love, you can't do that. But start walking in love, that's walking in the Spirit. And it doesn't take long, just jump over there in a hurry now. And ask the Lord, forgive me for not doing it. Now from this moment on, I'm walking in love and you're in position to start doing that. And if you could just get that over to everybody, we'd have to go outside to get somebody to pray for, because there wouldn't be anybody inside the church that you could even minister to. Are you listening to me? Praise God. Somebody said, well, I wish that worked for me. It don't work by wishing. It works by doing it. Hallelujah. Well, now, as we look, we notice that the Lord tells us about this love. Notice that he said, what kind of love? What did Romans 5:5 say? What kind of love is shed abroad in our hearts? For the love of God Then, let's put it this way, the God kind of love then. If it's the love of God, it's the God kind. In other words, it's divine love. It's not natural. It's not human. Natural human love is very selfish. You know that if you've had any experience at all. But this divine love is unselfish. Now, I like particularly the Amplified Translation of 1 Corinthians 13. I think it's to be regretted, really, that in talking about this divine love, that the translators of the King James Bible translated charity, and maybe at that time of history to them admit that, but actually the word is agape, and it means love. It is the love, same word that's used where it says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, same word. And I noticed the King James translation said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, speaketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophecy, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But I like particularly the Amplified Translation. Praise God. I think it would help most Christians if they just read that every day for about 6 months, and then it sort of get on inside of them, you know, and they'd go to practice in it. Now, it reads, love endures long and is patient and kind. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people endure long just because they have to, but they're not patient and kind while they do it. They just suffer because they have to. The Amplified Translation reads on, love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. Hallelujah. Now, you know, natural human love is jealous. But this kind of love doesn't boil over with jealousy. The Amplified Translation goes on to read, love is not boastful, nor vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. Now, I wish you'd take time to let that soak in. When it said love's not self-seeking, that means this divine love is not selfish. Too many times in the natural, Christian people, instead of walking in the Spirit, walking in love, they'll say, well, I know what's mine. I've got my say-so. I'm going to have it. I've got my rights. I'm going to have them, no matter how much it might hurt somebody else. This says love doesn't insist on its own right. Now, we'll never make it until we start believing in God. Until we start believing in love. Are you listening to me? It's the best way. Love is the best way. And love is God's way. And love is your way. Hallelujah. It's not self-seeking. Does not insist on its own rights. Remember one time I was holding a meeting, and I'll say this to you. I know from experience of walking with the Lord for almost half a century. And if you're going to walk in health, and thank God He's enabled me to do that. It doesn't just belong to me, it belongs to everybody. But if you're going to walk in health, you're going to have to walk in love. You know, I tell people quite frequently, you know, I haven't had a headache since August of 1933. So it's too late to start having headaches now, praise God. And you know, some folks get angry at you. They don't understand what you're saying. It's not wrong to have a headache. Don't misunderstand me. It's sort of like having the itch. It's not wrong to have the itch, but it's wrong to keep it. You ought to get rid of it. But anyway, you can. If you're going to walk in health, you're going to have to walk in love. You're going to have to be very careful along this line. I remember I was holding a meeting, my wife and I, a number of years ago. for a certain person, and we stayed in the parsonage with this pastor. And actually, we were holding a meeting in another church of this full gospel denomination in their area, you know. And we were going to start a meeting at another place in that same state. And these people asked me, actually, we were going to close Sunday night. What we're going to do is close Sunday night and go over Wednesday night and start in this other church. And so they had a week before, they had a rally, and they asked me to speak at this rally. And it was in the church where I was holding a meeting. And these pastors asked me, said, could you come to us? I said, well, no, I'm going over that Wednesday. They said, well, let's talk to the pastor and see if he'd put that off till next Monday, see. And then you just come on over Monday and start this Monday night, preach through Sunday night, and then go over there. So all the pastors got together, and I said, well, it's all right with me if it's all right with them. And so they agreed, all right, you go on over there and preach a week, and then you come on to me and start the Monday night following. And actually, which would be 2 weeks from the time we were talking. And so I closed out on Sunday night, drove over to these people's place, started on Monday night. Well, we got in late, you know, because we had to drive to get there. And they never said anything about it. We stayed in the parsonage with them. They never said anything about eating anything. So I thought nothing about it. Don't like to eat before I go to church a lot of time anyway. And I thought, well, we'd eat afterwards. And so, and actually, to tell you the truth about preaching in this church, I'd got enough money just sort of pay up, you know, what I was supposed to pay. And I didn't have any money on me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Special call to arms offer.
Yeah.
And it includes my book, and it just came out in July. Just came out in July. Connect, staying connected so you can win. And then, Craig, talk about the other part of the offer.
I have a USB drive with 10 different messages on the subject of faith, and of course, faith is probably one of the subjects I preach more than anything else. So there's 10 messages there on the subject of faith on a USB jump drive. And so you'll get both of those for a gift of $30 or more. Save like $35 or more. I messed up. $35 or more.
That's live TV for you.
Yeah. So you can go to rhema.org and you can order that special call to arms.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.